The reading today can be found bridging pages 1038 and 1039 of the Pew Bibles. The reading is Luke 9, verses 1 to 9. Jesus sends out the 12. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal those who were ill. He told them, "Take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them." So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Now Herod, the tetrarch, heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed, because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, others that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, "I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about?" And he tried to see him. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay? Lovely. Good. It's really lovely to be here. It probably feels like a long time ago I was being interviewed about starting my training, but it's lovely to have been invited to come and speak this morning. I'd just like to start with a prayer, if we may. Father God, thank you for your constant and loving presence in our lives. By your Holy Spirit, would you inhabit my words and our thoughts and our hearts this morning, that you may draw us ever closer to yourself. Amen.
Amen.
When was the last time you walked out of your front door carrying absolutely nothing? No wallet, no phone, no keys. If you can remember a time you did it, I wonder if you can remember what it is you were setting out to do. Maybe you were popping out to run a quick errand, or checking in on a neighbour, or perhaps you did it by accident. That was the last time I did it. And thankfully, a friend was in with a spare key, so the problem was fairly short-lived. But even for the briefest of trips out, my minimum would be my mobile phone, my wallet, and my keys, because then I know I've got the basic eventualities covered. When my children were a bit younger, my equipment list for even the briefest of outings would have impressed Scott of the Antarctic, I think. Thankfully, we're past the nappy stage now, but I still take snacks and drinks and tissues and something to entertain them if they get bored. So I hear a reading like the one we've had today, and it's appealing. There's a beguiling simplicity to the idea of being sent out on a mission by Jesus and taking absolutely nothing with you. And yet, the practical side of my brain kicks in, and I wonder how it would even work. The passage is clear that they need to rely on the hospitality of their hosts, and they need to step out in their faith. And I find that quite intimidating. Is it responsible to make oneself a burden to others? Not to take any kind of resources with you to provide for your own needs? Or am I just rationalising my own unwillingness to take such a leap of faith? If one simply reads the passage as a straightforward example or an instruction on how we should live today, it's very easy to end up feeling inadequate. Am I somehow ignoring Jesus' call? Could I go and take absolutely nothing with me? Surely even people going off on the modern-day mission field would take a change of clothes with them. Am I so concerned about whether I have exactly what I need for my journey of faith that it's preventing me from even setting out on the next challenge? In Luke chapter 9, we've just heard that Jesus sent out his 12 disciples. And this was what was needed at that moment for the advancement of the kingdom. The good news needed to be spread, and Jesus, even though he was God, was only one man. He was limited by his human body. So he needed to commission a small team to go and spread the good news, to make him known. And he knew that they would find welcome and that they would be provided for at this time. They didn't need to be loaded up with extra equipment because they were all that was needed. Notice he didn't send out all his followers, just the 12. Later in chapter 10, if you've still got your Bibles open, in chapter 10, you'll see when the time is right, he then sends out another 72 disciples in pairs with similar instructions to widen the mission field still further. But at the Last Supper, they're a completely different set of instructions. It's a time of final instruction and reorientation for the disciples. And Jesus refers back to the passage we've heard today with new instructions. If you want to look it up, it's in Luke 22, verses 35 to 38. And I'll read it for us. So that's Luke 22, verses 35 to 38. Then Jesus asked them, "When I sent you out to preach the good news, and you did not have money, a traveller's bag, or extra clothing, did you lack anything?" "No," they replied. "But now," he said, "take your money and a traveller's bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your clothes and buy one. For the time has come for this prophecy about me to be fulfilled. He was counted among those who were rebels. Yes, everything written about me by the prophets will come true." So Jesus knew that times were changing. He knew that things were going to be significantly more difficult for the disciples from now on. He's no longer expecting them to go out and share the good news with absolutely no resources to help them on their way. In fact, as we've just heard, he even encourages them to make sure they've got a means for defending themselves. The special time of Jesus' ministry is over. And the disciples are now going to have to live within the compromising conditions of ongoing history. So this being the case, when we read Luke 9, we should remember that Jesus' words aren't a direct instruction to us today. They were for his disciples during his lifetime, and those instructions changed as he neared the end of his life. But what does all this mean for us as disciples of Jesus today? I don't think we should disregard the passage as only applicable to the past, but neither can we read it as a direct instruction on how we approach modern-day mission. It's not to devalue the power of his earlier words. They can still speak to us, and they may even lead some of us into courageous and empty-handed mission. But it's not to say that those of us who don't walk out the door carrying absolutely nothing are any lesser in our faith. Some of us may need to take some money and a traveller's bag, as is instructed in Luke 22. In fact, I'd go so far as to say I think it's in the balance between discovering how we let go of the things we don't need and discovering the things we do need that we find out more about ourselves and our relationship with God. After Jesus' death, the Spirit of God equipped his followers to continue the mission that he had begun. Some became apostles, so like the 12. An apostle means sent, so an evangelizer or sharer of good news. But others became teachers and others were prophets. And in the early church, it was the apostles that were viewed as the travelling agents. So they would go to a new place and they would evangelise and share the good news. But then they would move on. And other kinds of leaders were then needed to come and stay and sustain and grow the ministry that had begun there in that place. So those leaders, the new ones that were there, like the prophets, like the teachers, you could think of them a bit like gardeners, that they're there to remain and tend the newly seeded flowers of faith that have begun to grow. I would say our modern mission to the world is no different. Some of us are called to go and innovate, to evangelize and start new things. But others are called to remain and to build up and grow all that has begun in a place. And as we do that, we continue to draw in people around us so they can share in our lives of love and worship. So we're not all sent out in the same way that the 12 were. But Jesus does call us all to be disciples of his, to play our part in his mission to transform the world, wherever we find ourselves, empowered by his Spirit, and in the knowledge that we are his hands and his feet in the world today. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you call all of us to be part of your mission to transform the world. The mission that you began by coming to live as one of us in the person of Jesus Christ, your Son. The mission that widened as the 12 disciples were sent out and then the 72. And now in the power of your Spirit, as part of the worldwide church, we too are called to play our part in that mission. Would you show us where we can be your hands and feet in the world for your glory? Amen.